Hello, welcome to the Slow Bible podcast. So pleased you could join me today. We're praying with the passage from the Gospel of John, where Jesus appears to his disciples after the resurrection. As we enter prayer now, I invite us to prepare our hearts and minds to receive the Word of God. Whatever it is you do, to pause and become still. To refocus your scattered senses on God. To become aware of the gift of God's loving presence with us. I'm going to take a couple of deep breaths. Father God, Lord Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, you are here. Would you open up our awareness of your presence with us so our ears and hearts can fully hear and receive the living word of God? I invite us to pray with the scripture from John chapter 20, verses 19 to 23. And we'll pray with this scripture using the prayer method Lectio Divina. I'll read the scripture three times. The first time, I'm just going to read the passage so we become familiar with it. And then the second and third time, I'll invite you to listen out for something particular. That Sunday evening, the disciples were meeting behind locked doors because they were afraid of the Jewish leaders. Suddenly, Jesus was standing there among them. "Peace be with you," he said. As he spoke, he showed them the wounds in his hands and his side. They were filled with joy when they saw the Lord. Again, he said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I am sending you." Then he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sins, they are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven." This time, as you listen, for a word or phrase that stands out for you. What might God be offering you through these words? That Sunday evening, the disciples were meeting behind locked doors because they were afraid of the Jewish leaders. Suddenly, Jesus was standing there among them. "Peace be with you," he said. As he spoke, he showed them the wounds in his hands and his side. They were filled with joy when they saw the Lord. Again, he said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I am sending you." Then he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sins, they are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven." I invite you to spend a few moments reflecting on that word or phrase. What might God be offering you today in this moment? I will read the passage for a third and final time. This time, as you listen for an invitation or something to discover. What is the Lord inviting you to know, to do, or to become today? That Sunday evening, the disciples were meeting behind locked doors because they were afraid of the Jewish leaders. Suddenly, Jesus was standing there among them. "Peace be with you," he said. As he spoke, he showed them the wounds in his hands and his side. They were filled with joy when they saw the Lord. Again, he said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I am sending you." Then he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sins, they are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven." I invite you to listen for God's invitation. And now I invite you to simply respond to God. Speak to God as you would to a friend, from your heart. Take this opportunity to share in an intimate conversation with God. And now I invite you to simply rest. Sit quietly in God's presence. Rest in God's love. And simply receive from God. Father God, we thank you for your words of life to each of us today. We thank you for the seed of your living word, and I pray that you'd plant it in our lives. Keep bringing us back to it. Keep watering it and cause it to grow. In Jesus' name, amen. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Amen.